Tablet 2. The light within man can be seen by those who reach a higher consciousness, but it is hidden from those who are in their lower natures, darkness. However, it is always there, even in those who are in the dark. Lesson. All men inherit the possibility of becoming good and divine. Hari Om Sheri Hung means the goal of the life is to become divine. Lesson. That is the highest goal in the life. All other goals are secondary. After a person becomes divine, then he or she can be a divine father, a divine mother, a divine doctor, etc. And God helped and desired that the lost souls realize their divinity, light. Lesson. God helps and is desirous that man become divine, but it is up to man to put forth effort and listen to God so to win his grace and become divine. God has created all this universe, and through history and his prophets, he has sent the way to reach pure consciousness. Now it is up to man to follow the lessons and become divine. The triangle upward represents the hierarchy of the unit consciousnesses in the universe. Lesson. This is the only true hierarchy of authority in the universe. Human society should also come in harmony with this hierarchy. Any other hierarchy based on any other base than the state of unit consciousnesses is man-made, is not acceptable, and will fail. The misuse of the universal forces and corruption brings the fall of human society and also violence on the earth, his environment. Lesson. Not only does the human action affect him and his society, but also the physical environment, earth. Abram was chosen to start his mission. God chose Abram and foretold what would happen in the future, then through history fulfilled it. Lesson. Everything is done by God, but the human glorifies men. By rejecting God as their king, 1 Samuel 8:7, the children of Israel cut themselves off from him and so failed. Lesson. He who accepts any other authority than God will fail. Such a person either will fall into his own ego trips, eating of the tree of knowledge of good and evil, or will follow an earthly, from the lower nature, authority. Both are sure failures. A great suffering came upon God's people, children of Israel, because they rejected him. He never rejected them, but they rejected him. Lesson. This happened so that the children of Israel became an example for others. Also, God never rejects any man. Man suffers and thinks he has been punished because of the illusion of being separate from God. God punishes no man. Man punishes themselves by not being one with him. The promised Messiah came as Isa the Christ. But because Jews had so many concepts of how he would come, they rejected him. Lesson. The untrue concepts created from the human's lower nature, false ego, are the cause of rejecting the truth. In the beginning of the spread of Christianity, the followers of Isa observed God's holy days, but after the Romans accepted Christianity, their pagan holidays were Christianized. Lesson. The human loves to cling to what he used to follow and tries to change the new truth to old patterns which fit him. So the follower of this path should be careful not to fall into the same mistake. The true holy days are given in chapter 23 of Leviticus in the Bible. They are the only holy days which should be followed. Any other is man-made and would be narrow. Lesson. Only these holy days are directly commanded by God and are His. Any other will divide humanity and create confusion. They would be either pagan or from a narrow view, such as from nationality, racism, etc., and narrowness always brings suffering. The Revelation, the last book in the Bible, was revealed to show what would happen in the future. Lesson. God first says what He is going to do, and then does it. This has been the trend, especially in the last 6,000 years, so that man would become faithful, start to follow His laws, and fulfill the goal of the creation. The pitfall in the first sign is to become an escapist. Lesson. One cannot reach pure consciousness by disregarding society. Maybe it was permissible in the past, but no longer for the majority. Man should create a society based on spiritual laws and progress physically, mentally, and spiritually in the middle of society. As it is declared in the book The Revelation 3, verse 16, those who want to reach pure consciousness by escaping society will be spewed out of my mouth. The pitfall in the second sign, step of progress, is the fear of trial in spiritual progress. Lesson. These trials are lessons and to strengthen the seeker, so he should have patience and persistence to overcome them. The pitfall in the third stage, sign, is the possibility of falling back and using the powers gained for selfish desires. Lesson. The first three stages, chakras, make up the lower nature of man, and until they are overcome, the possibility of falling back to the lower nature is imminent. Also, the third stage is the last in overcoming the lower nature, to be born again. The pitfall in the fourth stage, sign, is to become narrow-minded. Lesson. Until a universal point of view is created and it is understood that God is everything, there is a possibility that the mind will become narrow in its scope, and this will create suffering. Also, here it should be mentioned that the pitfalls which are described above in different stages of progress are all present in the first stage. Then, as each of these propensities are overcome, in each stage, in the higher level, they will not exist. That is, narrowness of the mind is present in the first, second, and third levels, only overcome at the fourth level, and does not exist at the fifth.